Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. And I am very excited you're here. As you know, we have had the most amazing women just grace this stage for you. It's to give you the inspiration that you need. It's to give you the motivation that you need, the tools, the knowledge, the skill set. And today, well, I have a visionary in holistic health and wellness. As a passionate health coach and founder of Life in Color, Linda is dedicated to helping women break free from confusion in the wellness world and to take charge of their health with confidence and clarity. So through her personalized step-by-step coaching, she empowers women to redefine what health means. I love that because Lord knows I'm always trying to find out what health means, and addressing hormonal balance, metabolic health, and overall well-being. Now, Linda's work combines science and compassion, right? Helping individuals reverse metabolic disease and build sustainable habits through behavior and change strategies, which we all really need. Now, with accreditations in nutrition and behavioral change from NASM, right? I hope I'm saying that right. And the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, Linda's approach is both evidence-based and deeply empathetic. So I really wanted her here because she has such a dynamic background as a business leader, and she fuels her ability to inspire women to embrace their vibrant, radiant selves, and that's why you are here. So today, Linda will share her wisdom on the topic of from fear to faith, offering powerful strategies to overcome fear and to take bold steps towards your health, towards purpose, and towards fulfillment. So, without any further ado, let's welcome Linda to the stage. Welcome, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you for all. Oh, I'm feeling like, whoo, thank you for all that.
It's amazing to have you here, Linda. From the first time we met many moons ago, we just jived. And I thought of you immediately when I was thinking of creating this event for these women, because I know all of the amazing background that you have. And I'm like, okay, Linda has to be a part of it. I'm going to beg and see if she can do it. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here, but also to just pour into these women. These women are go-getters. It's 2025. They're not playing games. And I want to make sure they do this in the most holistic and inspiring way to do it, because one of the biggest things and trends that I've been seeing is a lot of burnout, a lot of not taking care of yourself, a lot of all of that. It doesn't have to be that way for 2025. And so, Linda, welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. So good to have you.
Oh, well, it is an absolute honor and pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for thinking of me. There was no persuasion needed. As soon as I saw it come in, I was like, absolutely, I'm in. And yes, this is, you know, I love what you're doing, Nina. It's, you're such a trailblazer in this space. And, you know, women just need to hear voices like yours to just allow them to be their most authentic and truest self and, go after it. And no matter what gets in your way, you know, you can and you will time. Mm-hmm. So it's such an honor to be here. And I'm just so excited to share and, help however and whoever I can.
Yeah, thank you. And I think that this year, 2025, is the year of authenticity and vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And it's just a way of showing up. People are tired of the stuff that isn't real, that isn't true, that is manipulative. That's not the space I run in. And that's not what I surround myself with. So I surround myself with people like you, Linda, who are really just trying to really impact the world in a more holistic, true and authentic place. And so I want to dive right into your amazing topic, because it's from fear to faith, which is my jam. I love that, right? It's a powerful message. And I want you to share, if you can, a bit of your personal story or pivotal moments when you made this shift in your own life, because I'm sure that there are women in this audience that are where you were and are like needing that, right? If you're open to that, and we just talked about authenticity and vulnerability. So of course I kind of set you up, but I wanted you to share a little bit of a personal story, a pivotal moment when you made this shift in your own life and mm-hmm. how it's shaped your journey to create this amazing coaching business that you have already created.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. I love this question. It's a very personal one to me. You know, there's been a couple of big pivotal moments, but I would say, you know, one of the biggest was when I left my corporate career of marketing and promotions of almost 13 years to then open up a dance studio of my own. And, you know, that was big because in that career of marketing and promotions, I had built up a space where I was making six figures. And outwardly, I was very successful. But, you know, something just wasn't hitting, right? It just wasn't hitting inside. There was something just not clicking all the way. So, you know, about 8 years before that, you know, 8 years earlier before I left, I had discovered ballroom dancing as a hobby. And dance was just a fire igniter. I'll never forget when I walked in, you know, to my first lesson, I walked in, asked them what it was about, had my first lesson on the spot, and I left just with, it's so hard to explain, but I knew my life had changed. And dance brought me just so much joy and confidence and connection, not only to other people, but to myself and to my body. And it just made me feel so much brighter and more vibrant. And eventually I knew that what I wanted to do is pay that forward. That became a mission of mine. I wanted to, you know, pay that forward and help others live that life in color, and find that vibrancy, because that's what dance helped me to do. But, you know, as you can imagine, leaving the stability of a career within like corporate America, it's not easy, right? There's a lot of benefit to it. There's nothing wrong with it. But it took me, you know, 3 to 4 years to really build up that courage and to make the plan to save enough, what I thought was enough, to feel ready. And the turning point came for me when the fear of staying in that space where I wasn't feeling fulfilled grew greater than the fear of leaving and stepping into a space of kind of unknown territory or more unknown territory. And when you really think about it, or when I think about it, I think that's what fear, a lot of fear is. Not all of it, but a lot of it is just this space of we lack knowing. So, and we like to know things, right? Knowing is comfort. When we know, we can make a plan, but when we're making a change or prepping to make a change, there's a lot that we don't know. So it becomes down to it. Like, how do we close that gap? Because you're never going to fully know, right? So, but how can we close that gap so that we start to build up more confidence and more courage to eventually take the leap into what is unknown, but at least you got a little bit more knowledge now going into it. So, you know, and that's what I did. I just took the time and built up that knowledge and built up that confidence. And then I eventually took the leap. And it was hard. It is hard. But I had that faith now kind of underneath my feet to ride out the fears that came up along the way. Because I knew what I wanted, right? But I didn't really know exactly what I was doing yet. So, and I didn't grow up dancing. I started dancing in my 20s. So PS, it's never too late. But I grew up, you know, I started dancing in my 20s. And, you know, so I didn't have that foundation like a lot of people do who are in dance business. But I did have business knowledge. And that really helped me out a lot. So sometimes, you know, another component of from fear to faith is lean into those strengths. You always can close those gaps, but, you know, give yourself credit where credit's due. Where are those strengths of yours? That's the good stuff. So lean into that, because that can really help shift those fears and get you into that faith space. But yeah, so I, you know, wound up being able to open a studio about a year after I left. I, you know, happened upon it, who became a woman who became my business partner. She was in a class of mine. We became fast friends. We started the company. After 2 years of the company, we built the studio, was, you know, standing the company from start to finish. It was like 7 years. And then we wound up selling it. But, you know, throughout that time, we survived through COVID, which was a lot of unknown. And again, once you start to flex that muscle, once you start to recognize, okay, what don't I know? How can I go get what I know? Who can I lean on for help? More and more faith grows that you can and you will. So, you know, once we got into, you know, COVID territory, it's not that you are not ever going to be afraid again, but once you are able to flex that faith muscle more and more, it takes a little less time to get through that fear. And then that experience, you know, again, once you just start to flex that muscle again, and when you are transferring into other, you know, businesses from there on out or new adventures, it's just flexing that muscle again. It's like riding the bike, right? So everything that I did through from marketing career to studio then helped me when, after we sold the studio, move into health coaching. You know, I knew that was the direction that I wanted to go, but again, I was like, how do I do this? And it took time. You know, speaking of burnout, you know, during COVID, I hit burnout for many reasons, but I really had, so what I wound up doing is after we sold the business, I took, you know, time off. And when I say off, you know, I had a part-time job that I got that was very kind of easy. It didn't require a lot of space in my brain and just emotionally. So that really allowed me time to decompress and really kind of figure out where I wanted to go with my coaching business. And it took me almost, you know, 2 years to really land. And again, just knowing what I had already experienced with the studio and switching from corporate to building that business, I just had that faith that, okay, just keep walking to it. And as you walk to it, if it's the right thing, what starts to happen is you start to meet people, and then you start to have experiences, and you start to, like, just these synchronicities start to happen. And that's the magic. That means that you are in alignment with that purpose, and you're moving in the right direction.
You started with leaving isn't easy. And that is so true. Like, it took me a long time to leave my corporate career because I, you know, was afraid. I was a six-figure earner. So I love that you mentioned that. And fear, we look, you know, is just lacking knowing. I love that, Linda. It's so true. We just lack knowing. And, you know, how do we close the gap from the not knowing to the knowing? And that's right. That comes with experience and looking things up and knowledge. And I love that you talked about how you started to pull in on your strengths, the things that you already knew, right? You leaned in on your strengths and you flexed those muscles. And I think that that's something a lot of us miss when we're first getting into the coaching world. Mm-hmm. We think that, oh, we don't know anything because we're getting into a new space. And the truth is, like, you, like, to your point, right? You have strengths, you have skill sets, you have abilities and things that will help you. Like for me, I was a chef for 20 years and ran a big corporation with all these people under me. It was phenomenal. And I learned strategy, conflict resolution. You know, I learned how to build things up. So you're right. Your skill set, all of you who are listening, Linda's very, I mean, she laid this out for you. Your skill sets will start to give you the steps that you need to start walking into the business that you're trying to create. That's perfect. I love all of that. I took a ton of notes. So thank you for that, right? Because I know that, you know, this space that we're in, right? You know, life coaching, wellness, you know, like business coaching, all this stuff that we're trying to create, this can start to feel very overwhelming. Right. And so what I'd like you to walk us through is what are the first practical steps that they can take? Right. So what is, like, give them some strategies on how they can start to overcome fear and confusion around what they're building, around their health, because a lot of us leave our health behind, build these things. And so I want them to start building a foundation of health and wellness, of faith, faith in themselves, faith in the process. Can you kind of, like, enlighten us on that? Give us a couple tips for that.
Sure. Yeah. I'll talk about the health piece first and then kind of shift into the business side of it. But, you know, in terms, the wellness space is exceptionally cluttered, and it's because of the clutter, it becomes very confusing. So the first thing I want to mention here is, you know, I want to encourage anyone out there who is looking at health through the lens of just weight to shift that. And I think this is a big one for women. I know this is a big one for women. I've lived it myself, but weight is a single component of your health. It is not all of your health. There are plenty of thin people out there who are not healthy, and there are plenty of people who are overweight with my, you know, minus just a few pounds to lose, are very healthy human beings. You know, health is really that state of being. It's mind, body, and soul. And, you know, it starts at the cellular level, right? So not to get too sciencey, but it's cells. If your cell's not well, then it's going to trickle down, and there's that kind of downstream effect. So we start with the cell. Cell leads into hormonal health. Hormonal health leads into systems health, right? Your organs, your energy systems, your detoxification systems. And that all ladders into physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So it's not this one thing, right? So that's the first. So if I can give you know, some permission to just let that go, because it's not true. The second, you know, big one is I would recommend, you know, if there are fears that you have around your health or concerns, take some time to just sit down and write them out. Literally, what am I afraid of? What is my concern here? And then from there, you know, ask yourself, what would help you feel less concerned? Is it information you need? Is it support that you need? What is it? And then from there, where can you go get it? Where is what you need at? Is it doctors? Is it coaches? Are they books? You know, where is it? And then there, from that, just one step at a time, what are some actions that you can then take to help close that gap so that you can shift, so you can decrease that fear space, increase that faith space, and start to feel better, right? So, and then the third thing I would say is you want to listen to your body. And this is something that I'll speak from my own experience and just working with clients. For women, I think that we have really, for a variety of reasons, turned down that voice inside, our intuition. And for, you know, we get tossed a lot. We're working, we have family responsibilities. There's a lot of stuff. So I think, and we want to do well. We are go-getters. We want to succeed. We want it because we know we can. And that's all really good. But what we also want to, you know, take time for is just to tune in, make the space to tune in and listen to what your body is telling you. That bloat after eating something, write it down. The sudden fatigue that you're feeling, write it down. Your body is really, really amazing at responding to its environment, right? So, and these feelings of fatigue or cramps or bloating, yes, they are common, but they are not normal. And I think that that's a really big delineation that's important to keep in the back of your mind. A lot of things are dismissed as normal. And even when we go to doctors, well, that's just normal. And then, you know, sometimes you just prescribe a medicine and you're like, this doesn't feel right. It's because it's not. There's a lot of information that comes at us every single day. You got social media, you got regular media, you got friends, you got family, you got billboards, there's so much. There is not one picture of health. Health is a state of being. It's how you feel every day. So, and where you're starting from is different from where somebody else is starting from. You may look the same. You may have, you know, checking all the boxes, but inside your body is a very different story than the person sitting next to you. So to compare yourself is just, it's stealing joy. It's stealing space that can otherwise be used to nourish yourself.
So freaking good. You know, I love that, right? Just know that it's not just about weight, right? And that's, I think, you know, one of the things that now that I'm older, right? And I do think about my health more now, because for so long in corporate, I was just climbing ladders. So I didn't have time for my health. It was just grab something, get something to eat, go at your desk, do what you got to do, do that event, blah, blah, to the point of Sjogren's disease, to the point of Graves' disease, right? So now I'm dealing with all of these really autoimmune conditions that I'm trying to now reverse. Thank you, Jesus, that I can reverse them if I take care of my health. And so you're right. It's not just about the weight. I can lose the weight, but you can't gain back a health that you've destroyed. And, you know, like, you have to really work at this. And you're right. It is a mental thing. It's a physical thing. It's an emotional thing. It's a social thing. It's like a multi-level thing. And I love that you talked about your cells, your hormones, your metabolic, you know, your physical health, your emotional well-being, like all of that is encompassing of who we are as humans, right? And so I love that you said, and this I haven't done, Linda, taking the time to sit down about our health. What is worrying us? What's concerning us? Did we have bloat after we eat? Why did we have bloat? What did we eat? All that kind of stuff, right? I've never taken the time to do that. I think about it, but I've never written it. And I'm always big on writing things down, because I know that when you write it down, you have evidence and trails and proof, and you can see patterns. So I love that. And then, you know, you talked about finding the support then. Once you know that, where's the support? Is it a coach? Is it a book? Is it a doctor? It could be any of those things, right, Linda? That's why coaches like yourself who work in this holistic space are important, because we don't know. And I love that you said, stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Listen to your own body, right? Which is so important for all of us who are becoming entrepreneurs, because what happens to a lot of us, Linda, and I'm sure that you had to pull yourself back from this, is when you're working in a six-figure space or as a corporate leader, and then you get into your own coaching business, you start working like an employee to get back to that six figures or whatever it is and burn yourself out again, right? Still not listening to, this is just for myself, just still not listening to your body, still not doing what you're supposed to do because you're working hard because that's what you're supposed to do to climb the ladder. You know what I mean? I love that you talked about that. And I know that it's a mindset thing, Linda. It's definitely, a lot of this always comes down to our freaking mindset. It plays a huge role in what we do in our health and our wellness, right? And so I want to know what strategies you recommend for these women and for myself, because I'm going to write some notes, okay? What strategies are you recommending for us to reframe the way we think, those negative thoughts, right, that start to cultivate the self-belief, especially as we're growing or starting on these businesses? I don't want us to start on the wrong foot.
Yeah. No, thank absolutely. You. It's such an important question. You're going to have times where everything is clicking, and you're going to have times where you fall back into bad habits because you are a human being. So what I would also just kind of pause here and say, which is one of the biggest things that we all can do for ourselves, is just give yourself grace as you are going through it, as you are trying to figure it out, as you start a new habit and then an older habit that you're trying to get rid of creeps back in. You are not doing anything wrong. You're just a human being that is working with tons of subconscious habit loops that take time to reprogram consciously. So give yourselves grace. You're doing a great job. So that's number one. Number two, I would say the more clear that we can become on where we want to go, then we start to get super clear on what is for us and what isn't for us. So in other words, you have a business that you want to start. Okay. The clearer you can make that picture of what that business is, who you ideally want to serve, all those kind of important pieces, but also how do you want to feel in your business? When you close your eyes, what are you wearing when you're operating in your business? Where are you operating from? What are you feeling in your body? These are all really important things to ask yourself. And if you've ever heard of it, Danielle Laporte developed a goal setting system called desire mapping. And I did it. It's a total game changer for me. And here's ultimately just a quick little thing of what she proposes is a lot of times we're making goals based on, the thing. We want to start the business. I'm starting my coaching business. That's my goal. Okay. But then by nature of just what we are, what we kind of know, or what we pick up along the way, just, living in the United States, or I think it's just United States. If there's an international, I apologize on this phone, but in the United States is we don't necessarily take into account how we want to feel when we get there. So I don't know about you, but oftentimes I've set goals and then I've arrived at that goal and it fell completely flat, like earning six figures, because I was so exhausted by the time I got there that it didn't feel good. So, the proposal within the desire map is, okay, why don't we get super clear on how we want to be feeling in our life, right? When we, open up our closet in the morning, how do we want to feel? When we are at our coffee maker, that requires looking at our environment, right? It's multi-level. Again, going back to that, the idea of health and, life is more than just your weight, right? It's your environment. It's all the things. So how can we get really clear on how we want to be feeling? And then that way we can enjoy the ride up to the goal. And then that goal feels that much better because we've done it in alignment with what we want, what we truly, truly want. So the more clear that you can get, the easier it becomes to navigate the things that can get thrown at you that take your attention away, right? Like squirrel. So the easier all those things to become to navigate, because you are very clear on what you want and what you don't want, and you're going for it. And then the third thing I would say is to kind of go back to Danielle Laporte for a second, is she has a quote and it goes, make space for the inevitable arrival of what you want. And I think that this is so beautiful because you know, this is really helpful when you think about, you know, our goals and what we're going for. You know, again, are we making sure that number one, it's ours, but then sometimes we go after things in the space of, what do I have to add? What do I need to add? What am I missing? And we're starting to add on, and we're not necessarily removing some things along the way that we need to remove so that we can actually make space for what we want. So make space for the inevitable arrival of what you want. You know, where, and that could be like, you know, I want more time to cook at home. Okay, but I'm so busy. Got it. All right, let's assess what tasks are taking up your time. What needs to stay? What needs to go? You know, you're so tired that it's, you know, you're feeling it's all on me. All right. Well, what's taking up the space? What can you outsource? What can go? You know, and are you doing everything because it feels important to you? So there is a lot of self-reflection that can come too along the way. You know, again, the one thing that I realized along my path with, especially with burnout, is I was doing a lot of things because one, I thought I had to do them, but two, I felt, you know, I liked the admiration of it. I liked saying like, I did that. And then one day I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. And that's okay. Because we don't have to do everything, and we shouldn't do everything. It's important to have helpers.
There we go. I was trying to get the button back on. It is important to have helpers. You know, I didn't do that for a long time, Linda, and then I was burnt out. And so I had to, I do this all the time. Like, I just created my own machine. So I just created a whole VA program for my business because I'm like, yeah, we need some help out here. So, you know, I like that you talked about there are going to be good times. And there are going to be times you fall back into your bad habits, and you need to have grace on yourself. I am a big believer in that. And sometimes not a big believer for myself. I'm going to confess, but I am a big believer in that for others. Right. And so I'm trying to be better at that for myself, because you're right. We need to have grace, because we are not super women. Although we try to act like we are, we don't need to be, is the thing, right? I was talking to a woman yesterday who was talking about how her boss would stay at work for 80 hours. So she had to, you know, stay for 80 also, because she felt like if she went home early to her kids, that she wasn't a good enough employee. And that's a big pressure on women. And she was talking about how she was a single mom with two kids, and he already, of course, had his wife at home with the kids. So it was a different playing field, and she burned herself out because she was trying to keep up with something, which goes back to what you talk about, comparing yourself with others, right? Mm-hmm. We need to stop doing that. And I love that you talked about being clear on where you want to go. I'm a big proponent of that as well, right? What is it for us, and what isn't for us? So what is it, or what is it that we want, and what don't we, right? And like being completely clear about that, because lots of times we think we have to do everything or take on everybody or do, and you will quickly find out that that does not work. Okay. That's true. How do you want to show up for you, and how do you want to show up for that person who's coming into your program, into your ecosystem, into your following, whatever that is, right? So I love that. How do you want, this is good. How do you want to feel? A lot of us don't think about that. We think about what our bottom line may be, how much money we can make, all of that. But do you pause to think about how do you want to feel? And it wasn't until I got years into coaching that I realized I didn't like the way I was feeling. And I had to scratch everything and start again. And that's okay too. For those of you who are here and are like, I don't feel aligned. Maybe you're not aligned. Maybe mm-hmm. you haven't even stopped to think if you're aligned. And it's okay not to feel aligned. And then figure that out. Maybe it's just a tweak here and there. Maybe it's just your ideal core client that you're not looking at. Or maybe it's actually that you created a business because someone else told you this is what you needed to do, as opposed to what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Right? All right. Sorry.
And I also think it's just, if I can add one thing, just yeah. to get what you're saying is, I also think it's important that you're number one, you're always allowed to pivot, right? So it doesn't, you can, something can feel good and you can make money.
Yeah.
It's things are not mutually exclusive. And that might mean that it takes longer for you to get to where you want to go, because maybe you need to move slower so that it can feel the way you want it to feel. But I, you know, so just to kind of, it's not always or.
Yeah. I really thank you for sharing that. Yes, I agree. And I freaking love that, right? And I'm going to look up desire mapping. I didn't hear about that before. So thank you for bringing that on.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. I'm big on goals. I'm big on setting them. I'm big on visualization. And so I'd like to look that up. And then being clear to avoid the squirrel. I talk about the squirrel all the time. I have ADHD, so I have tons of squirrels. And I have to be careful, Linda. And I'm pretty sure this probably happened to you. And I'm sure the women who are listening. Every program sounds amazing. You're going to go to every single free webinar, free seminar, free click funnel, free blah, blah, blah. You're going to do it because we all do it. You're going to do it because we all do it. Here's the thing, though. I need you to pause at the next one that you're going to sign up for and say, is this truly the direction that I want to go in? Because the truth is I'm sure that all the programs do work for the people who are going to just invest everything in it and only do the program that's being offered for whatever the offering is. And I don't want you guys getting caught up in the squirrel effect, because it happens to all of us, right, Linda? It happens to all of us. And it's okay that it happens. I just want you to be in control of when it happens, right? Because it does happen to all of us. So make space for the inevitable arrivals of what you want. Damn, girl, that was good.
Danielle's one. Danielle.
Yeah, I know. I love that you shared it, though, because it's true. You know, I constantly think about when I'm working with the women who are building coaching businesses in my program, I'm always like, what does it look like, feel like, and stuff when you arrive? What is the arrival point and what does that feel like, right? Because we need to reverse engineer that and have you constantly not being who you are right now, but being who you want to be. How does she wake up in the morning? What does she do? How does she manage her minutes? What is she going to be, you know, how is she strategically moving to the next piece of her funnel, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that you share that. And oh, what needs to stay and what needs to go? All right, y'all. I know that you're probably like, ain't nothing needs to, all of it needs to go, right? Everybody's at a different stage at their point. And I love that. So for women in the audience that are ready to move, I really just want to wrap it up with this because I just freaking love you so much. So for the women in the audience that are ready to move from that fear to faith, what's that non-negotiable? What is that non-negotiable, that a daily habit, a mindset shift, something that they can implement right now, that they can write right now and start to ignite that transformation from that fear place to the faith place? I couldn't think of anybody better than to ask than you. So go ahead. Give it to us, girl.
I think a great shift is just, if it's not you, then who, right? Who else is going to take control and, you know, ultimately do the work, but do it in alignment with all that you desire, all that's personal to you. If it's not going to be you, who is it going to be? We outsource so much of our worth. It's something that we pick up along the way, you know, because as children, that's not necessary. You know, we don't come out with that program. That's something that we pick up along the way. So it does become our responsibility, but also our power to take that back. So, and if it's not going to be you, then who's coming? Who's coming, right? So know that you have that power, know that you can, and know that dream, that thing that's in you right now, that's burning, that's there for a reason. And whether it is like this huge purpose that's going to, you know, manifest into like all the things, or that's meant to then bring you to that thing, either way, it's part of the journey. So fall in love with the journey while also falling in love with yourself.
Okay, y'all. Did you hear the woman? Did you hear it? If not you, then who? Let me tell you, that is so beautiful and a perfect way to end this, because we have to realize and really 100% recognize. I know you guys have heard people say this before, but there is no other you is the thing. There is no other you. And I don't know how else to like express that to you, that you are so uniquely built and made, and your experiences have made you who you are and the map that you've gone through to be right here, right now. If not you, then who? And I love that, Linda, because, you know, it's just like this conversation. If not you, Linda, then who would have had this conversation with me, right? And your perspective, with your wisdom, with all of the knowledge and skill sets and God-given talents that you just poured into these women, all of these strategies and tips and tools and resources that they can now take and say, okay, okay, if not me, then who? Linda said, if not me, then who? I have to start moving in that direction, right? I have to realize that I have to give myself grace. I have to realize that I come with already the wisdom. What does that feel like to show up as me, right? And create the business that I'm trying to create. Linda, girl, go ahead with your bad self. Go ahead. I really love this conversation. Thank you so much for coming on and for pouring into these women and for showing them that, you know what, you can do this. And there is ways to do this holistically. There's ways to think about you physically, mentally, socially, emotionally, all of those areas can you can really strive and be the version of yourself that you really want to be. So yeah. I really appreciate you, your time, your wisdom, your knowledge. You got to come back for my podcast because you're amazing. Thank you so much, Linda, for being here and pouring in. I'm so grateful. You have no idea. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you. All right, ladies, make sure that you connect. I'll put all of her information below. I don't want you to miss out on connecting with someone who is here to really help you holistically reach that level that you're trying to reach. You don't have to do this alone. That's why we're here. This is the Women Who Lead Summit, and I'm Nina Perez. Until next time.